financing and book your free in-home consultation. Renewal by Andersen, simply the best of the best, and make no mistake, the time is now.
Well, here he goes again, the flip-flop.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble in for Aaron Flint. You can find me online at twitch.tv/lecturefan on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, LCTRFAN. Hey, we're talking about this bank bailout that Tester and the Democrats have done. Apparently, we've got an audio clip from Senator Steve Daines. Let's go ahead and play that.
So we've been watching President Biden and the Senate Democrats' very reckless financial policies, and we're seeing crisis after crisis after crisis, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. Wasteful spending has led to the highest inflation rates we've seen in the United States in 40 years. And now these bank bailouts are going to put Montana banks and Montana families on the hook for the mismanagement of a Bay Area bank. Why is it that well-managed and sound Montana banks that didn't fail are going to be on the hook to pay for a mismanaged Bay Area bank that did? The same thing was true with President Biden's bogus student debt transfer, forcing Montanans who maybe didn't go to college to now pay for somebody else's loans. The last thing the federal government should be doing is taking the side of wealthy elites over hardworking Montanans. We need to return some fiscal sanity back to Washington. Montanans can't afford this administration's and the Senate Democrats' fiscal restlessness.
What a great statement by Senator Daines. He's absolutely right. It's the small rural community banks here in Montana that are going to be footing the bill to pay for these Silicon Valley millionaire venture capitalist Democrat tech bros to get bailed out by the Biden administration. And then did you hear the Swiss Central Bank just bailed out Credit Suisse, if you pronounce it that way. Big shout out to the producer here for pronouncing those abortion pill meds correctly on the news update. So there's been multiple bailouts now. The Swiss Central Bank just did a bailout. And I was thinking about this on the drive in this morning. Does the Biden administration and the Swiss Central Bank and the Federal Reserve, do they just expect us to not care? Do they just expect us to not raise any issue about this? Oh, it's another bailout. Hey, that's how it happens, folks. We just do bailouts now. Just complete bailouts. That we're not going to raise any issue with it. Yeah, we know that we're gonna be the ones footing the bill. But hey, it's a bailout. That's what happens. Is that what we're supposed to think and supposed to do? I, for one, am not okay with it. And, you know, Senator Daines is right. And this is what I spent so much time on Monday talking about how this all goes back to the reckless spending that John Tester voted for in January of 2021. This entire thing. That's why I love to hear that from Senator Daines, because that's the root cause of all of this, is this out of control federal government spending. I just read this morning the CBO is predicting that Social Security will be bankrupt in a decade, less than 10 years. We literally have like less than 10 years, and then Social Security will be bankrupt. And Medicare and Medicaid are going to be eating up over 100% of the federal budget. Our interest on our debt is going to be eating up trillions of dollars every year, especially as interest rates rise, because, of course, the federal government, you know, it's pretty interesting how the federal government funds itself. And actually, I just bought my first Treasury bill the other day. If you've got a brokerage account, or you can go on treasurydirect.gov, you can buy T-bills. You can there, and it's interesting because it got 4-week T-bills, 8-week T-bills, 13-week T-bills, 17-week T-bills, 26-week T-bills, 52-week T-bills, and that's how you build these T-bill ladders, where you get these bills that sort of mature at different time periods. But it's people are going to these T-bills because they're paying like 4 or 5. Some of them are over 5%. Which why wouldn't you want to? And that's what these banks are concerned about too. Is that everybody finally realizes, oh wow, it's really easy to take my cash and go buy a T-bill that's paying 5%. So why put it into in a bank that's paying a lot less than that? Let's go to the phones. We got Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, thanks for calling.
Hey, David, good morning. And I am just so disgusted over this bailout of Silicon Valley Bank. I smelled a rat from the very beginning. It is, of course, a woke bank. And not only that, but they have been funneling money to the Chinese companies, and they have also been funneling money to Ukraine, which you know is being laundered and sent back to the Democrat Party. And I'm going to come right out and say it. I don't know how we're going to survive another year and a half of this Biden administration. I have said from the very beginning, and the J6 tapes have proved it, he stole the election, and we're paying for it in so many different ways. And I am just distraught over this whole thing. I think the bailout is going to set a precedent that is going to have a backlash on the banking system here in the United States. I don't know how we're going to do this, how we're going to pay for everything. And Americans are going to pay for this bailout. And I think how they're going to pay is through the insurance, because your federal funds are always insured. And I think they're going to raise the insurance rates. And I don't know, David, you might want to look into that. I think that's how they're going to get us. And I don't know how we're going to do it, how the middle American blue-collar worker is going to pay for everything. I really don't. We've got Ukraine. We've got the Chinese buying all our companies.
Nancy, I'm hearing the music. I'm with you on that. Hang with us through the break, if you would, please. I'll bring you back on right after this break. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
For info, by or on behalf of Vantage Point, your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text DEMO to 813-813.
Good morning. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. You are listening to the Western Ag Network. I am Haley Shipp. In the first major railroad merger approved by the Surface Transportation Board in 2 decades, the marriage of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern Railroads has now been conditionally approved. The decision could move grain and other commodities from Canada and the upper Midwest through new export channels into the Gulf of Mexico. As you can imagine, there is some reaction. Both the U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers standing out opposed to this merger. The merger takes the U.S. rail system from 7 to 6 Class 1 railroads. Petitions for reconsideration must be filed by April 4th.
Tired of trying to mother a cow and a calf with just a post and a rope? This is Shane from Western Ranch Supply, and we want to make it easier on you and your cows with a maternity pen by 2W. These pens are durable, provide flexibility, can be customized to fit your setup, and we can deliver a maternity pen to your ranch.
Serving the big country, that's who we are, Western Ranch Supply.
Taraxa F4 seed treatment is the only one in the game that gives you the ability to eliminate wireworms. And it also powers up your wheat with unmatched plant health benefits. So you get elite disease control, rapid effectiveness, stress reduction, and extended growth. Which means game over for wireworms and game on for plant health. Only with Taraxa F4 seed treatment from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This week, our network's Rachel Gable spoke to greenhouse gas guru, Dr. Frank Mitlohner, about a study that recommends a major reduction in animal protein to curb emissions. He said that developing countries are where the music plays.
The U.S. dairy cow herd is 9 million head, and in India alone, there are 300 million head of milk cows. As for comparing the effects on emissions of the high-powered dairy ration fed here in the U.S. compared to that of a developing country, Mitlohner said dairy cows in developing countries receive an inadequate diet. The cows are of the lowest genetic merit, they lack veterinary care, and suffer very low reproductive rates. Once retired from milking, Indian dairy cows are turned out to pasture and never slaughtered per religious belief. leaves. From that point, the animal lives without producing milk, but still producing emissions.
In most of those developing countries where emissions are so high, they have problems with food security, meaning they have problems getting enough nutrients. And guess what has the highest nutrients? Animal source food. It is not a question of whether we eat a day or two less meat in the United States, but the main question is, how will we produce food worldwide? And to tell people who don't have enough nutrients right now that they need to eat even fewer nutrient-dense foods is, I think, something I don't want to be part of.
In the U.S., he said if all citizens participated in Meatless Monday, the carbon footprint would be reduced by 0.3%. If all U.S. citizens adopted an entirely vegan diet, carbon footprint of the country would be reduced by 2.6%. In contrast, livestock production in developing countries makes up the majority of their emissions due, he said, to the production inefficiencies. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
Now, while he said the situation in 2100 is completely unknown at this point, the only way livestock production would contribute more to the overall emissions is if the entire vehicle fleet were electrified and by reducing transportation's footprint, ag's footprint became a higher percentage of the overall emissions numbers. Thanks, Rachel, for that story. For the Western Ag Network, I am Haley Ship.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're talking to Nancy from Roundup. Nancy, thanks so much for hanging with us through that break. I'm totally with you on this bailout being very, very disturbing, and I agree with you that I think this is going to have reverberating impacts.
I agree, and Biden brags that he's got the strongest economy in 40 years, and my God, there's been three bank failures, and I don't like the looks of this, David. I think we're like the Titanic with just not enough lifeboats, and I want to make just one more point before I hang up. Signal Peak Coal Mines, 17 miles south of Roundup, they are tremendous wealth of tax revenue here in Musselshell County, and they give 300 jobs. And a couple of weeks ago, there were a couple of coal miners. There was a cave-in, and the one was crushed from his waist down, and the other one, his foot, his steel-toed boot went through his foot. And the other coal miners actually had to cut the remaining part of his foot off in order to pull him to safety. Now, my point here is that these are the kind of blue-collar workers, rural Americans, that are paying into our tax system, that are paying for these bums, this garbage in Washington, D.C., and places like Silicon Valley Bank. They're the backbones of this country, and they get no respect, no regard, no nothing. And I get so angry when I think about this. And by the way, Signal Peak Coal Mine, thanks to a corrupt U.S. District Court judge, Donald Malloy, he pulled the 10-year permit that the EPA gives Signal Peak Coal Mine to farm 175 million tons of coal over the next 10 years out from under them. And if we lose this coal mine, it's going to dry up Roundup, and Montana's going to lose a lot of tax revenue. And I don't know. Everybody, I hope you're on top of this Signal Peak coal mine story. We really need to support this mine and these jobs that it supplies for Montanans here. And before I get off the air, please remember there are six Americans wrongly incarcerated in federal prisons. January 6th protest, and I've been on a campaign. I've been calling other radio stations and writing letters, and our representatives also. I think these men need to be pardoned. These are our brothers. We can't abandon them. And President Trump released a video. It's called the JC Prisoners Choir. You can get it on his True Social, or I got it on YouTube. If you buy this video, the proceeds go to these prisoners' families to help them out in their absence. But don't forget our brothers. And that's all I got to say today. And we only have ourselves. Our government's abandoned us. We're being attacked on all sides. We've got to unite as Americans.
I agree, Nancy. Thank you so much. You're spot on about the blue-collar workers paying for all of this extravagance in D.C. You're right. We've got to save the coal industry. 60-second news update, bottom of the hour. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
and I'm Chris Foster. There's video released of a Russian fighter jet colliding with an American military drone Tuesday.
The video is about 40 seconds long. It shows the Russian Su-27 came up from behind about 75 miles southwest of Crimea. The Russian jet seen dumping fuel, which appears to instantly vaporize after it hits the air, taking a second pass with the Pentagon called recklessly approaching, and the collision taking place, and the drone was destroyed.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testifies at a hearing of the Senate Finance Committee this morning about President Biden's budget proposal and the recent failure of two banks. Iowa Senate Republican Joni Ernst on Fox and Friends First.
Janet, what she will need to do is speak with authority, if she has any, on how this can be corrected in the future.
Secretary Yellen in her planned remarks says our banking system remains sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them. America's listening to Fox News.
There's nothing that makes me feel less secure about my deposits than when Democrats in D.C. tell me my deposits are secure. Russia literally attacking and destroying American military aircraft in international waters. Not a good thing. Let's go to the phones. We got Kevin in Billings. Kevin, thanks so much for calling.
Hi, Dave. Great to be on the show with you here. Have you heard of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island?
I have. I've never read it, though.
Well, it talks about the Federal Reserve. Basically, what the Federal Reserve is a central bank. And if you read how it was created and how Amtrak was created, you will find out that even some of these services that we love and enjoy, like Amtrak, well, some people, it was not created honestly. And I've heard a theory out there, and I have to put stock in it, that maybe this is happening so that the government can create a crisis for us to go on a whole digital currency, just like they created a crisis in the Great Depression through the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
And, you know, you hear about these alternative currencies like gold. Well, the problem is if you invest in gold and things get really bad, nobody knows what to do with gold. If I were to take a piece of gold to Walmart and buy something with it, they wouldn't know what to do with gold.
Right.
So I'm thinking, what's the point of some of these alternative currencies? And you know that it's only a matter of time, even Bitcoin, that IRS wants their piece of the pie. We're going to, other than trading and bartering, I don't think that we're going to get out of this whole digital currency or whatever it is completely. Do you?
No, but and I think you're right, Kevin, about a lot of that stuff. They definitely want a digital currency. They have no choice at this point but to inflate the currency. And by having the Federal Reserve now come in and backstop all of these banks, that there's been two bailouts. One is the FDIC bailing out the depositors of SVB. The other bailout is the Federal Reserve opening up this new unlimited line of credit to all banks so that the banks can just borrow money and they use their long-term treasury bonds that are paying 1% or 1.5% for 30 years, which were horrible investments at the time, but they did it anyways because they had nowhere else to put their money. And so now the Federal Reserve is going to lend them unlimited amounts of money, and they're going to allow these banks to use those long-term treasury bonds as collateral, which that's just printing money. That's all that is just printing money, and so that's going to destroy the currency even more. You know, the Federal Reserve, you talk about the creation of the Federal Reserve, and it is a super interesting sort of history, and I don't think the story's done yet, because a lot of people that would defend it would say, hey, look at how wonderful our lives are. Look at how wonderful the U.S. economy has done. Look at these wonderful lives that we all live. Look at our quality of life. Clearly, over the last 115 years, the Federal Reserve has worked because everything is wonderful. That's the art. The counter argument is, well, wait to see if it all comes crashing down.
He's life. He's liberty. He is Mark Levin. And you can hear him each weekday afternoon starting at 4 on News Talk 103.3 at AM 970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We got today's show and tomorrow's show, and that's it, folks, then Aaron Flint will be back. I'm excited about it. I know you are, too. This is your chance to have unlimited airtime as I let the callers speak. 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. Would love to have you all on. Have you folks heard about this new thing that's going on where homosexual couples are purchasing babies and purchasing surrogate mothers, purchasing, renting wombs out? And then this story, a fiancé of a slain reporter plans to create a fatherless baby using sperm harvested hours after his death. The fiance of a slain Florida TV reporter, Dylan Lyons, hired someone to harvest his sperm hours after his death and plans to use it to manufacture a child in a lab. There's a rogue gunman shot and killed her future spouse. And then she began researching how to posthumously extract his biological matter and have his baby. And apparently this was a young couple. They were in love. All they ever talked about was having a baby. And then the guy dies and she goes and extracts sperm so that she can have a baby. And it just reminded me of all of this stuff that I've been seeing lately about surrogacy and literally purchasing babies. It's this really weird thing you can actually do. Now, there's always the controversy around fertility treatments and IVF and stuff like that. But that's different because you've got the two biological parents, a mom and a dad, you know, trying to conceive. It's a little bit different when you have transgender or homosexual parents renting out another woman's womb, and then of course getting an egg donor or getting a sperm donor, paying somebody to be a surrogate mother, and then you have these two men basically that will then literally take the baby from the mom right at birth, and you're seeing this all over the place. I'm not sure how you all feel about that. I'd be curious to get everybody's takes on this. What happened in this Florida situation is within 24 hours after her fiance died, she found a urologist who was willing to do a post-mortem sperm retrieval. Planned orphanhood is how the Federalist describes it. Thanks to the rise of assisted reproductive technology, what we might call planned orphanhood is becoming more and more popular around the globe. In fact, Israel allows widows and would-be grandparents of fallen soldiers to request post-mortem sperm extraction so family names can live on. And this goes on and on and on about whether the fiancé has a right to her fiancé's post-mortem sperm, but the issue I think is bigger than that, and it raises these issues about all of the surrogacy that's going on, people purchasing babies and buying sperm donors and egg donors, and then purchasing wombs, and then having these surrogate mothers, and then taking these babies. I'm not so sure I'm all in favor of it. It's a little bit disturbing for me. Here's another story. Three men sentenced for the destructive arson fire that swept through a Montana community out of Great Falls. Three men admitted being responsible for a fire that swept through a community, destroying nearly a dozen homes, have been sentenced. This is a story from a couple days ago. Brandon Cordell Bennett Jr., Jevin James McClain, Gavin Coates Munson were sentenced last Friday in Cascade County District Court for a December 2021 fire that left a swath of destruction in the Gibson Flats community. They admitted, you know what that reminds me of too? About how all of our, or the vast majority of our forest fires are literally human caused. By arsonists, by campfires, by sparks on the side of a road, by power lines, you name it. And then, of course, the Democrats will blame man-made global warming. Meanwhile, Governor Gene Forte and the state of Montana doing a great job of trying to expand the acreage subject to proper forest management techniques. I've got a story somewhere here about how Governor Gene Forte and the Montana state government are really expanding the acres that are subject to proper forest management, including cleaning out the deadfall, thinning trees, et cetera, to try to cut down on some of this stuff. This pharmacy story with Senator Tester coming out strongly in favor of abortion pills by mail to Montanans. That's what Senator Tester is fully supporting, is abortion pills by mail. And there was just so there's a couple of stories on this from just yesterday, but even earlier than that, there was this story, Montana pharmacies rethinking abortion pill amid controversy. Walgreens made national headlines last week when the pharmacy decided not to sell abortion pills in 21 states, including Montana. And the reason that Walgreens is not going to sell abortion pills in Montana is because they're illegal. In January, the FDA changed a rule and opened the door for pharmacies to distribute abortion pills. Many pharmacies in Montana, including Farm 406, plan to jump at the chance. Walgreens announced it would not be selling the pills, where attorney generals had signed a letter warning they would sue Walgreens if it offered the product in their states. And so, okay, so, and this was the subject of the news update that we heard here a little bit ago. But Governor Gene Forte, the Montana legislature, passed bills in 2021, basically eliminating these mail order abortion pills. And then, of course, then Walgreens says, and then, well, Attorney General Austin Knutson presumably had sent a letter to Walgreens saying, "This you can't do this in Montana." Walgreens then says, "Okay, fine, we won't." And then John Tester comes out, and John Tester is full-blown in defense of abortion pills. Here's the story from Color 8. Walgreens is under fire from Senator John Tester after they confirm they will not dispense abortion pills in Montana. Multiple attorneys general sent a letter to Walgreens threatening legal action against the pharmacy, outlining sending the pill via mail is against the law. And then, of course, here's what's so ridiculous. Okay, John Tester says the Montana Constitution requires pharmacies to provide abortion pills in Montana. And then they cite the Montana Constitution right to privacy. Let me read this to you, folks. Let me read this right to privacy to you and tell me, does this sound like abortion pills to you? "The right of individual privacy is essential to the well-being of a free society and shall not be infringed without the showing of a compelling state interest." Not sure that says anything about abortion pills. The right to privacy, what that really harkens back to is Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures, not being subject to searches without a warrant. That's what the right to privacy is really about. And of course, the Fourth Amendment and that right to privacy is really substantially being infringed. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court over the last, 70 or 80 years has created exception after exception after exception to the warrant requirement. Thankfully, Montana still has pretty strong warrant requirements for searches. But for example, the U.S. Supreme Court said you don't need a warrant to search a vehicle. If a police officer stops a vehicle on the roadways, then, they don't need a warrant to search it. I think in Montana, I think they still do under Montana law, but under the federal constitution, no, that's an exception. And then they've got the hot chase exception, where if the police are chasing somebody and that somebody runs into their home, the police can just barge in without a warrant. It's a hot chase exception. On and on and on, all these different exceptions for exceptions to the warrant. And here's the deal. This also reminds me of how, these types of issues, these civil liberty issues, these warrant requirement issues, search and seizure issues, law enforcement issues, these are issues where conservatives, libertarians, and yes, even liberal Democrats and leftists, we should all be able to agree. I think everybody agrees that we do not want law enforcement or the state or the federal government to be able to search us and seize us without a warrant. But the problem is that the leftists and the Democrats take this to such an extreme, and then they viciously attack law enforcement. So then normal average people, now we're having to defend against ridiculous attacks on law enforcement, and now we're defending law enforcement because the left is so absurd. If they simply would take reasonable positions and say we want warrants, we could all come together and make progress on this issue. But the Democrats have to demagogue it, and that's what's destroyed our chances to make any progress on this issue.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now we have the mullahs of Iran. It looks like they're very close to getting a nuclear weapon. What's Joe going to do there? Nothing. He wants to bring back the Iranian nuclear deal. You know, what do you think China is going to do with Taiwan? They're going to reunify, to use their words. In other words, take the country over. Why? Because we have a weak president. You didn't like the guy with mean tweets. Okay. They feared him. They wouldn't be pulling this crap if Donald Trump was president. And there would be repercussions if, in fact, they did. They shoot our drone down, we shoot five of theirs down. That's the rule in life. A bully punches you in the face, I beat the living hell out of him so I never get punched again. That's the answer.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Do you folks want to hear a list of all of the hoaxes that the Democrats have run on the American people? I saw this tweet from Scott Adams, and I saved it. I bookmarked it on Twitter just so that we could go through this list. Listen to this. These are all of the hoaxes that the Democrats have run on the American people. All right, there's a bunch of them. Number one, the Russian collusion hoax. Number two, the Steele dossier hooker story hoax. Number three, Russia paying bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan hoax. Number four, Trump called neo-Nazis fine people hoax. Number five, Trump suggested drinking/injecting bleach to fight COVID hoax. Number six, Trump overfed the koi fish in Japan. Remember that one? Remember that video of Donald Trump in Japan with the big, or not a big, but just a cup full of food for the koi fish, and then he dumps the whole cup into the pond, and the mainstream media was like, look at how horrible Trump is. He was overfeeding the koi fish. And then, of course, the reality is that he actually wasn't, and just before he did that, the Japanese prime minister did the same thing, because that's what you do when you feed koi fish. So that's one of the hoaxes, Trump overfeeding the koi fish in Japan. Number eight, Trump cleared protesters with tear gas for a Bible photo op. Remember that one? The whole story. Donald Trump got the military involved to get the protesters out of the way so he could go do a photo op with the Bible in front of that church. It's like, no, they cleared the protesters because the president of the United States had to be rushed to a bunker in the White House because these protesters were violent. They just started a church on fire, and they were breaching the barricades at the White House. No mention of that being an insurrection. No. Okay, that was a hoax. Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation, hoax. Elections were fair because no court found major fraud, hoax. January 6th was an insurrection to overthrow the government, hoax. Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the beast. Remember that, how this idea that Donald Trump was so in control and so he wanted to go to the Capitol on January 6th that he actually reached over and grabbed the steering wheel of the presidential limo known as the Beast. Turns out that never happened. That was a hoax. It would have been impossible for it to have happened. Border Patrol agents whipped illegal border crossers. Oh, that was a great hoax. Remember that when they attacked our wonderful Border Patrol agents for riding horses? And then they wanted to ban horses. The Democrats literally were trying to ban horses from being used by Border Patrol, which is why when I stream on Twitch, a lot of times I'll put in my stream title Pro Horse. This is a pro horse stream. This is a pro horse radio show. We are in favor of horses. We are in favor of Border Patrol using horses. Border Patrol agents never whipped anybody. It's called using reins, Democrats. Learn what reins are on horses. That was a hoax. Trump stored nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. That was a hoax. Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. Remember that one? Governor Whitmer, apparently the Republicans were going to kidnap and kill Governor Whitmer. Turned out it was actually the FBI. Turns out it was actually the feds that were doing that. Trump mocked a reporter's disability. Remember that hoax when they said Trump was mocking that reporter's disability? It actually turns out that Trump was making the same gesticulations that he makes for everybody. Had nothing to do with the disability. That was the hoax. Government spending to subsidize green products reduces inflation, hoax. That hoax is still going on. The Democrats are still hoaxing the American people. John Tester is hoaxing the American people by saying government spending on green energy reduces inflation. Finally, Trump invited Nick Fuentes to dinner at Mar-a-Lago. That was a hoax. So anyway, that's Scott Adams' list of all the hoaxes Democrats have run on the American people. I thought it was fantastic. Hey, we're going to have a legislative update here right at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss this. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.